my Kabubin. Hello, beloved, and welcome to a few moments of fellowship together as we look into the truth of the eternal God. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs, beloved, with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I am so delighted to be able to come into your presence today to share with you over means of Transworld Radio the precious word of the eternal God. Would you get your Bible or your New Testament and turn with me, please, to the book of Matthew. Today I want to challenge you to get into the Word of God this year, and to hide the Word of God in your heart, to study, to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of God. And for you who are listening that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, oh, beloved, we want you to know Him personally, to know the forgiveness of sin, to know the peace of God, to know the joy that Jesus gives, to know what it means to be a part of the family of God. And, beloved, all of that and so much more is available to you if you will open your life to the living Christ. If you will acknowledge and understand that you are a sinner, for the Word of God makes it clear that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. You and I, beloved, have all broken God's holy law of righteousness. We've all in some form, in some way, shamed and dishonored and brought honor to the true and the living God, because we have rebelled against Him. You and I were born with a nature to sin, so that it's easier to do wrong than it is to do right. It's called the Adamic nature. It's the nature that you and I received from our parents, which came all the way from Adam, the first man and the first woman. The Adamic nature. The sin nature. It's the nature we're born with. And, beloved, Almighty God is holy. He's righteous. He's pure. He's clean, without any sin. And there's only one way that you and I can approach Him, and that is if someone would pay the penalty for our sin. And that's exactly what Almighty God did through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some 2,000 years ago, God the Father sent His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to leave heaven and all of its glories, to come to this earth and to take upon Himself the form of human flesh, to walk upon this earth as a man, and to go to an old rugged cross to die for you, and to die for me. You see, beloved, when Jesus was crucified there on that old Roman cross, He was not just dying at the hands of wicked men. He was dying as a sacrifice for your sin and for mine. The Bible makes it clear in 1 John that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. For the Lord Jesus lived a pure, sinless life. 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us that God made Jesus to be sin for us. Jesus, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God through Him. It's through believing in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, through understanding that Christ died for our sins according to all the Old Testament scriptures that the prophets had prophesied. He was buried, and He rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And, beloved, He lives today, seated at the right hand of God the Father, to make intercession for you and for me. He is the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6 tells us, no man cometh unto the Father but through the Lord Jesus Christ. Through believing in His death, His burial, and His resurrection, and through inviting Him to come into our life and to forgive us for our sin. And beloved, even a little child can make this choice and this decision. I did this many years ago, September 7, 1941, as a small lad. I didn't understand all about it, but I knew I was a sinner. And I knew the Lord Jesus Christ had died for my sin, and I wanted forgiveness. I wanted deliverance from the bondage of sin. I wanted His salvation. And so I remember so vividly that morning as I opened my heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, and from my inner being cried out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And beloved, He heard my cry. He heard my prayer. And He loves you just as much as He loves me. He died for you just as much as He died for me. And beloved, if you'll ask Him, He will come into your life. He will deliver you from your sin. He will liberate you from its bondage and its control and its dominion. He will send His precious Holy Spirit into your spirit to do the work of salvation, to give you the gift of eternal life, to cover every evil, wicked, dirty, impure thing you've ever done, to make you pure, to make you clean, to make you holy, to make you righteous within your spirit, and to grant to you His salvation and His eternal life, to give you life eternal. Oh, beloved, all of that and so much more. And all you need do is where you are right now, cry out from your inner being, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I don't understand all about it, Lord Jesus, but I believe You died for my sin. I believe that You were buried. I believe that You arose from the grave and that You live today. And though I don't understand all about how You can do this, I ask that You send Your Holy Spirit into my spirit and cleanse me from my sin and grant me Your salvation and bring me into Your family. O Lord Jesus, grant this for all of the many ones who are listening right now, who are crying out from their inner being, open their spiritual understanding, dear Lord, and may they receive Your gift of salvation and eternal life. Right now, for Jesus' sake, we pray and ask it. My friend, if you have asked Jesus to come into your heart, if you've cried out to Him and invited Him in, may I ask you, did He come in? The Scripture tells us in 1 John chapter 5, He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. If you ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart, putting your faith and trust in Him and Him alone to give you eternal life and salvation, beloved, He will hear your cry and He will come into your life. He tells us in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20, I believe it is, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. He's speaking to the church of the Laodiceans, but beloved, He's also talking to every unbeliever that will open their heart and ask Him to come in. He will come in. He will forgive you. He will cleanse you. He will give you His joy and His peace. And then, beloved, if you will write to us, we will be delighted to send to you materials that will help you to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Write to us and tell us, Brother Bob, I have accepted Jesus as my Savior. I've invited Him to come into my heart. Please send me material that will help me to grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And, beloved, if you will write to us, get a pencil and paper, and I want to give you the address to write to, and we will send you materials that will help you to grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll send you a New Testament with all 27 books of the New Testament that will open up to you marvelous truth concerning the eternal God, concerning eternal life, concerning your glorious future, and what God has in store for you. The address that I would give to you is capital K, capital C, space, capital LEONARDI. That's KC Leonardi. On the next line, you will put 167, capital ALTO. That word is alto, and then a space, and then road, ROAD. That's 167 Alto Road. On the next line, you'll put capital IGNACIO. That word is Ignacio. It's a Southern Ute Indian word of the Native American Ute Nation. Capital IGNACIO, comma, capital C, capital O, period. That stands for the state we live in, the state of Colorado, and then the zip code 81137. That's very important that you have that zip code. Let me repeat it again, 81137. And on the last line, you'll put capital U, capital S, capital A, our United States of America. Oh, beloved, we long to hear from you. We have a New Testament, a brand new Testament that we want to send to you free and postage paid. We'll send you other materials on how to grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and how to know that you're a child of God, and we'll help you to understand what it means to belong to the family of God. It's through accepting the Lord as your Savior and inviting Him to come into your heart and crying out to Him for forgiveness of sin and telling Him you believe that you died, that He died for you, that He was buried, that He arose from the grave. That's what the gospel is. If you will pray to Him and ask Him, He will come into your heart and forgive you for your sin, transform and change your life, and make a new person out of you. Till next time, goodbye.